A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, Homo sapiens listeners. I'm just jumping on here, did you hear me jump, to tell you that we have exciting news. If you want to listen to Homo sapiens without the ads, now you can. You can subscribe to Homo sapiens Plus on Apple Podcasts and all future episodes will be ad-free. How do you sign up? Well, go inside your Apple Podcasts app, go to our Homo sapiens homepage, and the option to subscribe to Homo sapiens Plus for £1.49 a month is there. There's also BT Dubs, a 7-day free trial available, so you can try before you buy, which is my favourite. I like to do that in the supermarket whenever they've got a little snack being handed out. Anyway, I digress. Hello, part two of lovely chat about Qatar, Xander, the whole shebang. Here it is. One of the things you said earlier about what, you know, we were like, why can't people accept that male footballers are gay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about gay for now. Like, obviously, there's many other bits along the spectrum that need to be included here. And you spoke about people can't accept that a gay man could be masculine and stronger than them or something, I remember you saying. But has it been useful? Is something you've tackled in your therapy? Tackled, to use a football phrase.
Love it.
Is that actually, here's the thing that took me a while to get around when I came out all those years ago, and it's actually, to say it's in the past is bullshit, is that it doesn't make you any less of a man to be gay. That's the thing. There's no feminine or masculine doesn't make you any less of a man if that is the gender to which you identify. That's the thing we need to get over. It's not this homogenous idea of a man or a footballer.
Yeah, we need to break down these barriers, labels. Yeah, 100%. And that's what that took me. You know, a lot of time. I had a lot in my head. I'm like, you probably can't believe this or comprehend it. But for years playing football, I'm like, how can I be faster than, stronger than these players? How can I be more aggressive than? And I'm gay. How is that possible? And that's just because I've been in that football environment, hyper masculine for so many years that you just you're hearing it constantly, you know. I wouldn't say necessarily homophobic, you know, but you're just hearing conversations and it's obviously just sticking whatever they're saying. And I am glad now that we've got to a point that I have completely abolished the ideas, you know. I'm completely happy and content of who I am and thriving. And but there's not enough of us out there, Chris, and that's why, I wanted to speak up and speak out to share my message.
To sort of delineate between the two, did you say you haven't really heard homophobia among the players?
Yeah, so before, there may be off-the-cuff comments like, oh, come on, man up, or don't be so gay, or, you know, blah, 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 blah. That's just through the years of playing football. Of course you hear them. But in recent years, even before I like came out to the football team, I would say that's really getting reduced, certainly, and that's obviously what's happening in the media and where we are as a society in the UK. There's obviously other countries that need a hell of a lot of work, you know.
But then fans and chants in the stands and homophobia specifically, because I also know racism is a big problem. Have you heard homophobia in the crowds? Or where are we at with that, as you understand it? Because it's a bigger topic than the matches you're at.
Obviously, because I'm playing on a Saturday, I don't get to go to much games. So I've not really heard much homophobia, but I know that obviously does happen. I know in England they've got a protocol, so if you hear it, you can phone a number and you can report it in England. Scotland, I don't think, has that. But yeah, with fans, you see it on Twitter. You know, Twitter's a bit of a cesspit at times. I'm just new to Twitter, so I'm getting to understand
You'll be reversing out of that, my friend.
Yeah. Twitter, I like Instagram. Instagram's a lot nicer, but, you know, some of the comments on Twitter are... I don't know if you heard in the news when the two high-profile Spanish players joked about coming out. And, you know, I don't have much of an opinion on that in total. Well, I'm not going to share my opinion. But what I will say is, when the initial post came out that Iker Casillas said, "I am gay," as much as apparently he was hacked or not, I don't know. But the comments underneath that initial post...
So were the comments terrible on Twitter underneath him saying, "I am gay"?
Yeah. And I'm just, again, just thinking for the younger generation, looking at that, I'm like, that's horrible. And anyone that's close to coming out or in the football community, it's just going to send them back in the closet. It's nasty.
Yeah, you're right. That is absolutely going to set people back because it's like, you know, it's a test. It's like, oh, someone's done a dry run for me. That went badly. But Twitter is a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
Can I walk you over to listener reactions, listener comments, and we can talk a bit about Qatar? We asked the listeners, are you a football fan? Now, Zandi, you might have to cover your ears here. 23% of people said yes, 77% said no. Then we asked, will you be boycotting this year's World Cup? 81% of you listeners said yes, 19% of you said no. What about you, Zander?
So I am taking a stance in two ways, Chris. First, Stonewall Proud Stadium campaign. Standing in solidarity with LGBTQ+, Qataris, showing us solidarity, showing us support. There's no legal protection there. There's no rights for LGBTQ+ people over there. If you're a same-sex couple going to watch the World Cup at Qatar, there's going to be hotels that knock you back. That's unacceptable. Like, LGBTQ+ rights are human rights.
Yeah.
Full stop.
We'll put the link to your petition in the show notes, so people please go and sign.
So that is, I am all for that. And that's one of the stances I'm taking, because that's standing against the current regime. The second stance that I'm taking is publicly, being an openly gay footballer under a jurisdiction of, you know, a football association, is, you know, a bit controversial in regards to publicly condemning the World Cup ambassador's comments. I think, and within the UK, I'm publicly doing that and really voicing my concerns and just saying that's not acceptable. Well, thirdly, I understand why people are boycotting it, absolutely. But for me, as an absolute football is a part of my DNA, is, you know, is anyone going to take away from me Messi and Ronaldo's last World Cup? Now, you probably know who Messi and Ronaldo is, and you're not a football fan.
Some of the best tennis players I've witnessed. Honestly. No, I do know who they are. Yes, yeah. I do.
Sorry, there's a dog barking.
Oh, this is a barking dog podcast. Please don't pause. Yeah. This is great.
My area is crazy for this. But yeah, so I understand why people boycott it. That's the two stances that I'm taking. I'm completely all for if that's your way of going about it, absolutely. But I will say that this World Cup this year doesn't have the same excitement and the same vibe as previous years.
Because football is meant to be, homophobia, racism aside, there is something baked into football about being for everyone. And taking it to somewhere like Qatar, it stinks. You know, I think the human rights violations beyond LGBTQ+ rights there is, you know, it's something that is, one, terrible, but two, we also need to all be doing our research and reading, because I think it's important to know what you're talking about in this stuff.
True.
And potentially, I don't feel like I know enough sometimes. Mm. But what about the David Beckham of it all, going there and taking all that money? What do we think about that?
What I will say is that because he is such a public figure, what has happened indirectly is that, you know, is brought to the forefront even probably even quicker, even more so, because he is such a public figure of Qatar's laws.
Third thing we ask people, as an LGBTQ+ person, how do you feel about FIFA's decision to ignore Qatar's human rights record? Brad says it's horrendous. Plume says disappointed but not surprised. which I think is baked into this idea that queer people do think football isn't for them. So enter stage left people like you, Zander, who will be changing that in the next 20 years. Shame, my career as a footballer is probably behind me. PMC says, it's a shame. FIFA has never been welcoming for LGBTQ+. Actions speak larger than words. Would you agree with that, Zander, that PMC has said FIFA has never been welcoming for LGBTQ plus people? Because I do think they are doing things now, aren't they?
FIFA are hoping that the legacy of such events will allow a sort of rethink of Qatar's current laws. I'm presuming that's what they're wanting.
Right.
However, Russia hosted a World Cup a couple of years ago. Has any of their laws changed in regards to LGBTQ plus? No.
Mm. Herbie says, ignoring is enabling. I think they know that. There you go. That speaks to what you just said, Zander.
Yes.
Chris says, unsurprised. Guac Mum says, absolutely disgraceful. Edwina says, won't be listening. Listening? Watching. Sorry, Edwina. I am aware football is not a radio
thing. Well, there is a little bit.
Actually, I think listening to the football is quite nice because I like the commentary. question number four. I'm sorry. I should know more.
No, that's great.
It's homophobia's fault, not mine. I was excluded. I took one look at it and went, no thanks, I'm out. And it's actually really sad because I've spoken about it a lot on this podcast. That, like, I looked at sport and went, no way, because I knew I was gay. And I was like, and people were homophobic in the fucking locker room. So,
yeah,
and it's a shame because you don't do any exercise as a result. I just smoked with my friend Harry behind the sheds. Harry is not gay. But I did. I just smoked. I started smoking at age 13. It's awful.
Have you stopped, though?
For the purposes of my doctor, yes. So, you know.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Then we asked our fourth question, which was, does Qatar 22 feel like a setback for LGBTQ plus people coming out in football? Because my gut is yes, you know, like it's entrenching it in. So we asked listeners. Herbie said 100%, if an openly gay player had been selected to play, why would they go?
Yeah, I'd be pulling at the heartstrings because World Cup is like Eurovision. For, you know, mm-hmm. It's like playing in, being a host... singing on Eurovision, it's... do you like that? I've tried my best at that one. I'm not sure if that really hit home. But regards...
It's like the Oscars.
The Oscars, yeah. The Oscars.
And... No, you've really brought me in. You've illustrated it for me. I'm sort of getting what it is now.
But it is, and I could really understand, you know, if they were selected. And listen, there probably is going to be an in-the-closet player at that World Cup, but they just can't be themselves because... where, unfortunately, the tournament's been held.
Well, also, some people have spoken. I'm just, you know, reporting on what I've read and heard. People saying, you know, the thing is that a player, if a player went there out, you know, that they are insulated in a way that people who live there are not. And it's, you know, so there's nuance in there as well. Yeah. But Brad said, absolutely, I hate to imagine how conflicted any LGBTQ plus players are, because exactly like you say, there are some who will be gay, who are queer in any way, shape or form, who are there, who are not saying it, but particularly not choosing, certainly not doing it this month. Matthew says, 100%, it defeats the progress made so far. There will be some very scared players. Print says, absolutely. The FIFA and local football associations show they don't care at all about LGBTQIA plus people. Blooms says, I think we are in a different place to when the World Cup was given to Qatar, so hopefully not. Ooh, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I think potentially FIFA have not really understood the profound impact that their laws has now had. I mean, you see, when did you ever see in the past that, you know, the national team's flights, so like English national team flying out, there was Germans national team flying out, on the plane there was LGBT, the rainbow flag on the plane. Yeah.
Right.
It's incredible. And so many players calling it out. A really high profile German player, Leon Goretzka, calling it out. Harry Kane talking about it. Maybe in the past, when you compare it to like Russia World Cups, that maybe never happened, you know, and just the media onslaught, and there wasn't maybe a for and against as strong. Maybe the against was a lot back in the day, but the for wasn't as strong. Now the for us, our community, is really, really strong in football. And yeah, it just shows you where we are as a society. It's definitely shifting.
So let's talk about positive things.
Yeah.
Gay-friendly football teams in the UK. Do you know of any?
Yeah, I've spoken to a lot of them, yeah.
There's brilliant.
The Village FC in Manchester, there's Saltire Thistle in Glasgow, there's Hot Scots in Edinburgh. Hot Scots, good name. There's loads and loads and loads and loads in London. That's males. Women's teams are in, there's so many. They've got great names. Camp Hellcats in Glasgow.
Great.
Yeah, off the top of my head, I can't remember the rest, but yeah, there's lots. Yeah.
There's a couple of London ones here. I've got Clapham Queens, London Falcons, London Titans.
Oh, London Titans, I like that.
So if you want to get involved, look them up, and you could potentially play for them. Or, you know, just do half-time oranges. That's what I would do. I'd do half-time oranges.
Do you know, that's actually, that was a big, big thing back in the day. And do you know, it doesn't happen anymore.
What?
That was massive when I was growing up, and I loved it. It was... But yeah, it doesn't happen anymore.
No, they've stopped that. Why? Yeah. Sugar's not good now, probably.
Yeah, God knows.
You probably have, you know, protein shake.
Yeah, protein bars and all that nonsense, yeah.
Now, can you help me with something, Xander, if you don't mind?
Yes.
We've been asking listeners. There was a thing on Overheard at a Gay Bar, which is an Instagram account, which is very funny.
Yeah.
And it's about things that people have overheard in a gay bar. But they shared a thing saying confessions that can get your gay card revoked, asking people to confess. So we asked the listeners to confess things that can get your gay card revoked.
Yeah.
So Medal of Connor said, I don't like RuPaul's Drag Race. PMC says, watching the football in Qatar. That's not going to get your gay card revoked. I think that's what they're joking about. Sean says, I love football and beer.
Stage
left, Xander.
Yeah.
Not that into musicals, love of Bananarama, but does like Bananarama by the looks of things. A few more drag races. Anything for you, Xander, that you would get your gay card revoked, aside from being a professional footballer?
No, I don't think so. What about you, Chris?
Well, I've spoken about a love of B&Q and DIY stores.
Okay.
Which, by the way, this is all playful. I think it's, of course, you can like B&Q and be gay. I'm not a big fan of musicals. I mean, I really love some, but I don't have that kind of give me any musical type thing.
I'm a bit of a sporty spice. I'm quite sporty, but no, you know, I have my feminine side as well. And we've spoke a lot about the butchness of, you know, there's probably a few things that, yeah, I could get my gay card revoked. But yeah, I do have a feminine side as well, of course. I'm still continuing to explore, and if, you know, and it's exciting. My friends tell me I'm like a... You're like, oh, you're just a terrible gay. You need to get better. You need to get better at queer culture. I'm like, I love Eurovision. Love Eurovision.
Great.
Sorry, this is the opposite. So unrevoked to get your gay card. Unrevoked.
No, but, well, the thing is, everyone feels like they're doing gay wrong, don't they? Queer wrong, because it's not just about being gay. Mike says, I've never done poppers. Which would get your gay card revoked. Xander.
You're killing me. Oh, You got me the David Beckham one and then this
one. Listen, one step at a time.
I mean, yeah, in gay culture, it's massive, isn't it? The smashing and the dance floor. I'll be honest, since, like, yeah, we know why people take them in the bedroom, of course, yeah. But on a dance floor? Really?
I mean, it's quite funny. Give it a try. Now, Sweaty Hot Dog says, I don't feel strongly about Madonna. A lot of gay people seem to adore her. Xander, can you speak publicly about your position on Madonna?
Yeah, not overly fussed, be honest. Not overly fussed. There's more icons that are... touch my heartstrings.
You need to just shut down your Twitter account now. You just said confessions that can get your gay card revoked.
Yeah,
don't have any.
That's it.
And then you drop that bomb.
Yep. I do have, to be fair, for my 30th birthday party that I will send to you. The face swap. There's a face swap that I've done for my 30th birthday party that I sent to everyone for the invitation, and it's me giving it. You know, well, it's not me, it's Madonna with my face. So I will. Yeah, I'll personally send you that. Do you know what? I'll take a
Thank
risk.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I would love to see that because I forgot there was a whole moment. I did one where I was Shakira.
Oh, yes.
But please do send me that.
I will.
Xander, this has been absolutely lovely. I've got to remind you, listeners, that if you'd like to talk to me about poppers or anything else, get in touch. It's hello@homosapienspodcast.com. Or at Homo Sapiens on Instagram. You can also follow Xander. What are you? At Xander Murray?
Xander Murray, yes.
All one word. On Instagram. Follow him, like his photos, save the future. Next week, we're going to be chatting to brilliant influencer and podcaster, Shah LS, who is an absolute delight of a human. So that is a brilliant episode. And get in touch, send us your agony uncles. They are anonymous. hello@homosapienspodcast.com, @homosapiens on Instagram. Thank you, Xander, for being wonderful. Thank you so much for doing everything that you do. And I know I've been quite silly in this chat, but actually what you've done is fucking amazing.
It's absolutely
amazing. So thank you.
Oh, pleasure.
And hopefully you'll come back and talk to us about all this amazing work you're going to be doing over the coming years.
Absolutely. It's nice to have a more relaxed interview podcast type than the rest and actually have a laugh. You know, I'll be honest, I thought it was going to be quite serious talking about, you know, all the stuff. But yeah, I had a laugh. So thank you, Chris.
Pleasure. Everybody, thank you for listening. A ton of love to you all. Xander, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Powered by Spirit Studios.